Welcome to the Second Thought for the Day podcast. In this episode, we dissect a Radio 4 thought for the day to expose all in it that is not factful or reasonable. Today, we're responding to the BBC's Thought for the Day from Friday, the 11th of April, 2025, which was by the Chief Rabbi, Ephraim Mervis. If you've listened to our podcasts on the early April contributions of Sam Wells and Angela Tilby, you'll be aware that the quality bar has been set very low. It is with some relief we can report that Mervis has skillfully set about redressing the balance. Mervis opens on the 25-year anniversary of Justice Charles Gray's ruling that historian David Irving was a Holocaust denier and a falsifier of history. This ruling was an emphatic victory for Professor Deborah Lipstadt, who'd been accused by Irving of libelling him in her book Denying the Holocaust.
After several months of interrogating the evidence, Justice Charles Gray's judgment was unequivocal. Irving was a falsifier of history, a Holocaust denier, a propagandist for anti-Semitism.
Mervis's account of the case was flawless in all but one detail. It was not accurate for him to imply that Gray judged Irving to be a propagandist for anti-Semitism. The complete judgment is extensive and it's available online. Gray did rule that Irving was a Holocaust denier, a racist, an anti-Semite, and that he deliberately and persistently misrepresented and manipulated history. Gray did not describe Irving as a propagandist. That is not to say that he was not a propagandist for anti-Semitism. It's just that Mervis's attribution was off. It wasn't Justice Gray. It was a different authority. It was no less than Her Majesty's government that pronounced Irving as a propagandist for anti-Semitism. It's a minor point, but a needless bit of editorializing by the rabbi, especially given the standard to which one should be held when broadcasting about the truth. Or perhaps it was just a careless error. Mervis also wallows a little in hyperbolic exceptionalism. The hyperbole is forgivable. I'm less sure about the exceptionalism. He describes the case.
The libel trial between Holocaust denier David Irving and Deborah Lipstadt alongside her publisher, Penguin Books, was not just a dispute between two sides. It was a battle between truth and falsehood, between history and its deliberate distortion.
Was this, though, so exceptional? Many, perhaps even most, litigated disputes will be characterized by precisely the same two battles. And the importance of these will be enhanced for anyone who cares about the outcome. This is unjustifiable exceptionalism from Mervis. These two battles are commonplace in litigation. Mervis, though, was entirely accurate when he notes the ruling not just as a victory in the fight against Jewish hatred, but a victory for all who cherish truth, and not just because of the profile afforded the case in the media. Mervis goes on to illustrate just how important truth is with a cascade of claims.
Because history, when rewritten in order to deceive, leads to moral blindness, and moral blindness leads to injustice, oppression, and ultimately tragedy.
Case could be made here for a category error, that moral blindness leads to tragedy of which oppression and injustice are examples. Error or not, it's of little consequence here. If there is a weakness in Mervis's broadcast, it comes next. Instead of expanding his theme of the essential need for truth through an account of Passover, he pauses briefly to indulge the role of online influencers.
Today, when one needs no more than a social media account and some home recording equipment to become a global influencer, the distortion of truth once again threatens to shape reality.
This is a groundless and fatuous claim. To be a podcaster, perhaps one only needs recording equipment and a social media account. To be a global influencer, if those words are to be taken at face value, one would need considerably more. Mercifully, Mervis moves swiftly on to present Passover as the Festival of Questions.
The Festival of Passover, which begins this weekend, has at its heart the antidote to the scourge of falsehood. Passover is our Festival of Questions. For more than three millennia on this festival, we have recounted the famous story of the Israelite exodus from Egyptian slavery. but not by lecture or sermon. Instead, every facet of the Passover meal is designed to provoke questions.
So Passover, it appears, is not just about remembering and teaching, but about learning to learn through the encouragement of curiosity. Passover is an antidote to the scourge of falsehood. It's good stuff. Although it does leave me wondering how all this curiosity, if honestly brokered, has not led to the quiet demise of Judaism. He opened his closing with a call to honour the courage of those who defend the truth.
Let us all honour the courage of those who, like Deborah Lipstadt, examine evidence, test assumptions, and refuse to let truth be silenced. Because in every generation, truth must be defended.
His final words were that the surest path to the defence of truth begins with a question. Oh yeah, more like this, please, BBC.